When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
If you're a firearms enthusiast like I am, or you have one in your life, let me tell you about the industry's best-kept secret, Bear Creek Arsenal. This is a veteran-owned and operated gun manufacturer, Bear Creek Arsenal, that is, based in Sanford, North Carolina. They make high-quality firearms at an incredible value. Learn more about Bear Creek Arsenal at bearcreekarsenal.com/buck. Use promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order. One more time, bearcreekarsenal.com/buck and promo code BUCK to get 10% off your first order.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in. Hour number one, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you spending your Wednesday with us. And I just want to dive right into it because there's going to be all sorts of craziness going around about this story today. In the last hour or so, New York's Attorney General has announced that she is bringing civil fraud lawsuits against Trump, members of his family, the Trump Organization. This is going to receive a lot of attention. The timing on it is not an accident. Democrats are going to try to make the midterms a referendum on Donald Trump and abortion. That is the entire race so far as they are concerned. They don't want to talk about Joe Biden's record. They don't want to talk about any of the decisions they've made over the past couple of years. It feels incredibly calculated, given that we already had the Department of Justice FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago. But what I want to say that is significant here, it's a $250 million, I believe, civil fraud lawsuit, is that it is civil. This is ultimately just a business dispute. It is 100% political, but is a desperate ploy to put Donald Trump on the ballot in the midterms. I voted for Trump. Buck voted for Trump. A lot of you voted for Trump. I don't want people to get distracted as we sit here 48 days from the official midterm election, as all of the polls are breaking in Republican directions in every major race all over the country because inflation, the border, and crime are the top three issues pretty much everywhere. Buck, you said it. You still think the Department of Justice may bring charges against Trump even before the midterm election, but at least for this, a lot of people are dumb. Is certainly in the media. They're not going to focus on it. As soon as I saw that this was civil and not criminal, meaning it's a monetary dispute, not some major threat to someone's freedom, I just immediately say this is 1,000,000,000% political, designed to put Trump on the ballot in the midterms. But Letitia James is making a calculated decision to use her office for political attacks. And that's frankly what this is about today.
How many lawsuits, criminal allegations, different charges of all kinds can they bring against Donald Trump that are entirely frivolous, absurd, untrue before everyone just understands what's going on here, right? And I think we're actually at that point, Clay. I think the Democrats largely know that this is all just get him. You know, it's Lavrenti Beria from the old Soviet secret police. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime, right? It's the usage of the apparatus as a weapon against your political opponents. You know, they're also talking now about the media is giving coverage to E. Jean Carroll, I believe is her name, who brought the initial allegation or brought an allegation
was
against
that the sexual assault thing. Back
sexual
in the day?
Assault against Trump. She doesn't, and I'm being serious. She doesn't remember what year it was, but she's pretty sure that it happened. She's not totally sure where or how, but she's pretty sure. She went on CNN, if you recall, and it's actually quite a moment with Anderson Cooper to bring this allegation while Trump was still president, and they effectively abandoned the whole thing because of what she said during that interview, which I'm not even going to say here on the show because to quote it is so, you know, I don't want anyone to cut the quote out and say that I've said what she, because what she said was completely insane on that show. But they never stop, Clay. I mean, the libs will do anything to go after Trump and destroy him. And here's my thought process on this. Because people would rightly say, well, Buck, you've been a little skeptical of them bringing charges against Trump, and then you've been less skeptical. Yes, because I believe this is all being calibrated to exactly what you started talking about, exactly what you're starting out with analytically, which is this is about the midterm election, clearly, obviously, and they're trying to make it about Trump. But to your point about it being a civil lawsuit, yeah, this isn't going to be enough. This is grandstanding. This is shifting the focus. Will they, as we get closer to the election, are they willing to bring a criminal charge of any kind from the DOJ against Donald Trump? He's not running. I have to remind everybody about this, right? We think of him as, oh, well, he's going to be a presidential candidate. Right now, he is just a former president. He is a citizen. He is subject to all the usual. There's not even a guidance at the DOJ that would prevent him officially from being charged in this election cycle. I would think right now, Claire, curious what you think on this. I would think right now they still don't want to do that because that's the nuclear option, right? That's yeah. Once you've indicted Trump criminally, now we know, okay, it's, you know, it's all hands on deck. They don't care what the system does. They don't care what this does to the country. But as we're getting closer to your point about where the polls are breaking, they're desperate. These people are lunatics. And if they think that the best option is to indict Trump right before the election, I think they're willing to do it.
I think that it would. I think they will not do it right before the election. I can respect the argument because I do think they're crazy and delusional and convinced that Donald Trump is Hitler. And if you were truly in your mind convinced that Donald Trump is Hitler, well, why would you rely on any precedents at all? You're staring into the face of pure evil.
Can you make the case to me and to everyone, obviously millions of people listening across the country, why won't they do it? Because I think this is an interesting exercise.
So I don't think they will do it because, one, I think it's actually bad politics.
That's the only thing I would think would stop them. Yeah.
But leaving aside the legality, which I'll get to in a moment, but one, it's bad politics because I think if they charged Trump directly before the midterm elections, it's impossible to argue that it's anything other than a political prosecution. Even for people out there who may hate Trump, the argument that you have to file charges, now we're 48 days before the midterm election, there's nothing that is such an exigent danger that they would have to bring charges now as opposed to on November 10th or November 12th, a few days after the election. Like, there's no reason that it has to happen. So that's one. And I think it would blow up in their faces. And I think we would see a lot of people say this is an actual direct attack on democracy. And I think it would motivate Republican and Republican-leaning independent voters to turn out in great numbers. So I think it's bad politics. Two, if you really want Trump, if you really want to nail him to nail him to the proverbial cross and hold him up so everybody can see it, if you are Merrick Garland, you need to make this non-political. I understand the point, Buck, that it is intensely political, but he has to be able to go out in front of the media and say, no one is above the law. This is about justice in America. It's not about Donald Trump. And I think they need to do that early in 23 or right
so now
after
we're back. And
midterms.
You think that Hunter Biden becomes the way you still think that'll, but I
think
you're going to lose our bet, but you may be right about this one.
I think Hunter Biden is the sacrificial lamb. Look, Buck, I'm pretty good at understanding BS lawyer arguments. You go to law school, there are so many people who walk around and they're like, oh, I really love the law. It's such a majestic thing. And then you're like, yeah, then why are you taking a job so that you sit in your office and look at docs all day long? You like money, all right? You like power. That is why you are going to go into law school. But this move, Merrick Garland is the quintessential love-the-law guy.
So,
and that Hunter gives him cover to charge Trump.
The other issue, though, becomes Letitia James obviously doesn't care how this looks. In fact, she likes how it looks. I'm just, this is a little bit of devil's advocacy because I have been very skeptical that they were going to bring a criminal charge against Trump at any point, just because the one thing that the reason that I think it's so hard, it's not even as much the lawyerly legal aspect of this as the what will the political ramifications be, right? It's like a political declaration of war. What happens? Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. If they throw this punch, I think they don't really know what comes next in terms of the political ramifications of it. But what I'm thinking is, I mean, Letitia James, this could not be more obviously political, right? They're bringing some $250 million fraud suit. It's a 280-page. Clay, they're doing it a month from the election, effectively, whatever, 6 weeks from the election. So clearly they didn't care enough as the attorney general in the state of New York. Merrick Garland did this and set this up in the summer before an election. I mean, you can already argue that it was intended to interfere at some level with the election. And so I think what they're watching here is, how does this actually play in the if you're right that their belief is that a prosecution of Trump would mobilize and would, because there are a lot of people, Clay, who are just like, I can't, they throw their hands up in the air like, I can't handle this Trump stuff again. I hear, don't you talk to people that have that?
I get all that. And we could have a big discussion about that, and I think we should today. Let me just say this. The political calculus is different for someone like Letitia James or the DA who is down in Atlanta conducting state-level investigations, right? In terms of their New York State AG, she's going to be able to be elected AG for the rest of her career because people...
I think she wants to be AG, that, just to be clear.
And that may well be true. But for her individually, the politics are very beneficial. For the prosecutor down in Atlanta, the politics may well be very productive. What I'm talking about is the federal lawsuit being brought by the Attorney General of the United States, the Department of Justice.
So why do you think Merrick Garland couldn't? Again, I don't pretend that I can predict the future here, although they're not going to prosecute Hunter Biden. But why do you think the Merrick Garland argument wouldn't be the following? Donald Trump is not above the law. He's a former president. He is a citizen. These documents, this whole issue started to come to the fore this year. We're not going to delay it just because he's a person. He is not running for office. He has not announced his candidacy. In fact, you could argue, again, I'm just playing it all out here, that waiting to indict him after he's announced he's running for president is clear election interference.
Yeah.
To indict him before he announces, Merrick Garland could make the case, not that I don't even think he really cares. I think we give these people too much credit for their honor and everything else. But a side note, he'd say, look, this is the normal pace of a prosecution of someone who is now a private citizen who had classified information and was, you know, what's the word? What was he doing?
Obstructing justice.
Thank you. Obstructing justice. I'm thinking that it's possible because Clay, this AG thing today is completely insane. All right. I mean, we just need to take
a
step back.
We'll play some audio for you because we got it added down. This just, I mean, had the press conference. But I believe that when you are this guy wanted to be on the Supreme Court. And when you are on that level, you consider yourself to be a steward of precedent and the law. I'm just telling you how he thinks. And the only way that I can see that he can convince himself that this is not political in nature is if he also charges Hunter Biden and says no one is above the law.
But I mean, to your point about how he wanted to be on the Supreme Court, why isn't he on the Supreme Court?
I get it. And you can argue that he's been
radicalized. Donald Trump. I think he is a scorned man. I think he is deeply, internally, forever bitter. And the individual that he blames most directly is the person who is now in the DOJ's sights.
Yeah, I get it. I understand the argument. I do not. And to your point, we need to have a longer conversation on this. This is why, to me, The moment Mar-a-Lago got raided, if you remember, like the first few days we discussed it, I said if I were advising Trump, I can see an argument that he should go ahead and announce that he's running for president. Because if he announces he's running for president, then if he's charged with a crime,
it's
then
clear interference.
He can argue, right. Hey, this is political in nature, and they're trying to come after me because they don't want me to be the next president of the United States, which is why I think we may have a rush for both Trump to announce right after the midterms and also for there to be potential charges brought right after the midterms.
I also just want to throw this out there, too. If they don't charge Trump, and let's just say this lingers on, we get into, and he announces, he is going to pound that drum on, they came after me in Mar-a-Lago, and It was all a sham. It, by the way, which it was, but put that aside, it was all a fraud, it was all political, and it's going to look very obvious to people that it was. So this, anyway, there's some fascinating calculations here.
Yes.
But we also promise for this audience, we will stay focused in on, what was our mantra yesterday, Clay? Immigration, crime, the economy. Immigration, yes. Crime, the economy.
Inflation. All of those things should be the focus. But I do want you all out there listening to have talking points, because there is going to be a frenzy. And the most important thing, my first thought when I saw this story break, is it civil or criminal? When I saw it was civil, and again, that means it's a monetary dispute in this case, not a criminal dispute, I immediately said, this is a nothing burger. It's going to get a lot of attention, but it's really just a dispute over money that will drag on for years and probably not have any serious ramifications.
We got more coming up here in just a second, folks. You know, if you rejoice over the Supreme Court decision in turning over Roe v. Wade, you know what a good moment that was. But the fight to save unborn babies in this country is not even close to being over. The abortion pill now counts for over 50% of all terminations and makes ending a baby's life all too convenient. Over the past 16 years, one entity has risen to the challenge, and they need your help now more than ever. It's Preborn, and you can learn more about them at preborn.com/buck. They've positioned their clinics in cities where the majority of abortions occur and have prevented hundreds of thousands of pregnancies from being terminated. How? Through the power of an ultrasound. Think about it. When a mother hears her baby's heartbeat and sees that precious life growing inside her, there's an instant connection and she will choose life most of the time. That's how your donation helps. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 provides 5 free ultrasounds. Think about this. You can save lives today. Go online to preborn.com/buck to donate, or use your cell phone right now and dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's preborn.com/buck. One more time, dial #250 and say baby, or donate securely at preborn.com/BUCK.
Learn and laugh. Weekdays with Clay Travis and Buck Sexton.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise, PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, You pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app, use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
As part of demonstrating illegality under that section of law 6312, we show that they violated several state criminal laws, including falsifying business records, issuing false financial statements, insurance fraud, and engaging in a conspiracy to commit each of these state law violations. We believe the conduct alleged in this action also violates federal criminal law, including issuing false statements to financial institutions and bank fraud. We are referring those criminal violations that we've uncovered to the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York and the Internal Revenue Service.
That's the Attorney General of New York State, Letitia James, saying, Clay, she's using all those terms you never want to hear if you're a possible defendant: fraud, conspiracy, criminal referral. Now, maybe it's all grandstanding, but I don't think the referral part is. I think she's at least going to push it to the Southern District. And she's saying this is a civil case, to your point, but she's saying there were crimes unearthed here too.
Yeah, if there were, though, why didn't she bring criminal charges?
Ah, yes, indeed. But, I mean, she couldn't bring the federal ones, obviously.
She couldn't bring the federal ones, but I'm talking about for state violations of law. Why not bring those herself as opposed to filing a civil lawsuit? We'll talk about that coming back in a second, because I do think that's intriguing legally from a procedural process. But I got to tell you, there's one cell phone company out there we trust to uphold your values. One cell phone company we trust to give you honest pricing, Pure Talk. Maybe the one company that hasn't raised their prices in this inflation-affected environment. They give you great cell phone service on America's most reliable 5G networks. Time to switch from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Pure Talk's customer service team lives right here in the U.S. That's hundreds of American jobs. Listen to this. You can also get unlimited talk, text, 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Guys, the average family on a Pure Talk family plan saves over $900 a year. Why wouldn't you make the switch right now? It's easy. Grab your cell phone and dial #250, say Clay and Buck, and you get 1 month free when you connect with one of those U.S.-based customer service folks. Again, pick up the phone right now, dial #250, say the keywords Clay and Buck. Get 1 month free when you switch. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Okay, we just played you audio as we finished the last segment of Letitia James, New York Attorney General, saying that she has forwarded evidence of crimes to Department of Justice officials and to the Eastern District of New York, I believe, IRS. You have it. Buck, if she had, you know that she hates Donald Trump more than anything. you know that she has said that essentially she's going to get Trump. Politically, she benefits. This could help her potentially take over one day after Kathy Hochul. Remember, she wanted to run. I think she even officially announced she was running for governor, and then they couldn't raise enough money, so she decided not to run. So if she really had the goods on criminal violations by Donald Trump, why would she only charge him with civil violations? Again, state law, not federal law, because she is a state prosecutor. She doesn't get to make the decision on federal criminal violations. But if she really had the goods, certainly there is a state law that Trump could be charged under of a criminal statute nature. Instead, she only charges him with civil violations, monetary penalties, essentially, she is seeking. And then makes a big show of saying, I'm giving the rest of this evidence to others. She is politically ambitious. She wants to be governor one day. She may want to be the attorney general of the United States. Why wouldn't she bring criminal charges if she had evidence of criminal behavior of Donald Trump? Do it on a state level and then say there are also federal charges here I believe could be brought as well, and I forwarded all that information to the federal government. My answer would be, Buck, because she doesn't actually have the goods that there are criminal violations here.
Well, she also doesn't want to lose. And to lose in a, remember, in a civil situation, the standard of proof is very different.
Correct.
Very, very different than
what
it would be.
For people who don't know, civil lawsuit, preponderance of the evidence, that is 50% plus a feather. For criminal, it's beyond a reasonable doubt. But I would argue, even if she lost a criminal proceeding, Buck, she's still the person who had the stones to bring criminal charges
against Trump. But that's why
she's...
So I think more than anything else, she's hoping to hand it off to the feds and to Merrick Garland specifically, or the Southern District of New York. Look, it depends. There are so many right now, or rather this week, I should say, but in the last 24 hours, there were Trump lawyers in federal court in Brooklyn dealing with the special master situation, the 11,000 seized documents. The process is the punishment. Everyone sees this. They are mobilizing every aspect of the legal apparatus that they can. The libs are doing whatever they can to try to bring just legal entanglements. And here's part of the problem is that this just also creates, this sends a message, I think, to people who might want to get involved in the next Trump campaign and possible administration.
Yeah,
this is, we will, the libs, even if they don't criminally charge Trump, the message they have sent here is we will hound you and your family. Remember, Trump's kids are involved in this too.
Oh, yeah.
We will hound you and your family for the rest of your days. The libs will bring frivolous lawsuits. They will bring the most bogus charges. Whatever they can do to just punish you and ruin your life for no actual wrongdoing they could speak of. So that sends a message. Russia collusion, emoluments clause stuff, the two impeachments, now the Mar-a-Lago documents, now the civil case from the AG. I mean, Clay, this is the thing. We're trying to get in the heads of crazy people here. They're nuts. They can't see what's going on. They never actually get him, but they keep bringing more and more criminal charges, more court cases, I should say, against him. I think at some point they've boxed. This is why I keep thinking the desperation move becomes, if they don't charge him, they actually help him become president. I think that's where the mentality switch is happening.
Well, I think they've guaranteed that he's going to run. The way to make Trump not run was to be like, oh, you know what? He was a pretty good president, but, you know, we're going to do presidents now. We don't really have to talk about him.
And right? I thought Biden won with the most votes ever, and it was such a clean election, and it was perfect.
Right.
And yet they seem terrified of doing the redo here with a second round. I do think that's kind of interesting. Like, shouldn't they be... The libs should be rolling out the red carpet for Donald Trump.
If he's
Trump
such
to run
a bad
again.
Candidate, they should want to run against him. Here's the other thing I would say, Buck. I do think Republicans out there, on some level, are going to have to make a decision in 23. as we run up towards the primary season to get ready for 24. And I think that decision is going to be, and I think there's a lot of you out there rationally kind of sitting around thinking about it, is, hey, as great as Trump was and as great as he is, he's got one term that he can serve, right? Trump wins in 2024. He's got to be gone by 28. That's a reality. Are there other candidates that Republican primary voters might consider? And the reason why I bring this up is some of those guys could serve 8 years. And so the, I guess my biggest thought in terms of Democrat calculation here is the Republican bench of potential real, legitimate, big-time contenders is way deeper to me than the Democrat bench is, right, Buck? You go,
does it even matter when Joe Biden was, you know what I'm saying? Like we're running against a machine.
I get Joe Biden and the machine, but I would argue that there are some candidates out there that could be better candidates and even presidents than Trump. Like, right, Ron DeSantis, Ted Cruz, and I'm just naming names, Nikki Haley, Tim Scott, Carrie Lake.
Are you saying you think they could be, or that the voters may decide that they would be?
The voters may decide that they could be. I mean, to me, the thing is, Democrats are trying to knock out Trump, but the reality is Republican voters are going to get to make that decision, right? So the question that I think in the political calculus is out here is, if they do bring charges against Trump, I mean criminal charges, not civil charges. Civil charges, this is all just a sideshow, whatever. You and I can get sued. Hopefully not.
Let's not give anyone any ideas, yeah, Clay.
But you can sue someone for anything at any point in time in this country. So the idea that you have a civil lawsuit pending against you is, and then this is the former lawyer in me speaking, or former full-time lawyer in me speaking, it's just not that big of a deal. So civil lawsuits to me are not significant. If there are criminal charges brought sometime against Trump, then the political calculus becomes far more interesting to me in terms of what primary voters would say as to whether that makes them more or less likely to want to support Trump. And I don't claim to know the answer.
But you still very strongly believe in your Trump and Hunter Biden. Trump,
yes,
gets prosecuted. And Hunter Biden gets prosecuted. The second part of this, well, we have a bet on it. But the first part of this,
You're now with me on the Trump gets prosecuted side?
I'm feeling like, well, I just keep going through the iterations in my head. And then there's also the frustration of the fact that they benefit from this no matter what. It's a little bit like you're going through an IRS audit. You know,
yes,
who loses? You.
Yes.
You know who doesn't really care one way or the other? The government. The guys that are auditing you get paid. They either get their money or they look like they're busy and it doesn't matter. The fact that we're even here having to go through the possible, yep, iterations of a prosecution of the likeliest next, not the only one, but likeliest next Republican presidential contender just goes to show you that they're forcing us a little bit onto defense. I mean, it is also just an interesting intellectual exercise to think about how crazy these libs are. But we're not talking about the border, inflation, crime. We're not talking about, I mean, when I say we're not, we will in a moment. And we're going to talk about the, 75 basis points that they're expected to raise just later today?
At 2 o'clock Eastern, we're expected to see a 75-point basis rise.
I mean, I think anybody, honestly, Clay, it was almost like invoking the mercy rule. I remember I used to play wiffle ball, right? And there'd be the mercy rule.
Because we play wiffle ball a lot in the Travis household.
You only need like one
still
kid who's really good at wiffle ball, and all of a sudden the score gets into double digits, and all the other kids are like, he hits too hard. And watching Biden up there at the UN, and the UN apparently only exists so world leaders can whine about conflicts that the UN was unable to prevent. Like, this is what the UN does.
Right.
Like, what is the purpose of this thing? But Biden's up there, he's doing his shouty, kind of grimacing, squinty-eyed thing. And then they cut to Letitia James, you know, with Trump announcing the civil suit. I think it was the mercy rule, because Biden up there, the whole thing, I was just like, what is this old man shouting about? Like, what is this even supposed to be at this point?
Yeah, and if we go to break here, I would just ask everybody out there to think about this. And we got a lot of fun stuff to still talk about. We got some incredible audio clips. Our friends at The View are done with their summer recess.
They should have us both on. Think about what a great show, what a great guest pairing that would be. We'd have so much fun. Those ladies would be so charmed by us.
It's amazing how stupid that show is. They were on summer break and they've immediately come back. Plus, I think we teased that we might talk about this yesterday, but Don Lemon decided to argue with a British person about reparations and he got dunked on so hard that he might be in concussion.
The glass
right
shattered.
Now.
It was one of those of those dunkings.
Backboard broke.
On days like today, when the Fed's making a statement about interest rates and the stock market's going to react big time, it's good to be diversified in your investments. That includes gold, real gold, the precious metal proven to hold its value at times like these. Owning more gold is a part of a smart investment strategy. I rely on the Oxford Gold Group for my gold purchases. They're the industry leader, and their advice and best pricing guarantee sets you up to succeed as a customer. And they've made it easy to take possession of the physical gold you buy with an easy delivery to your front door. I find value in purchasing real gold. Gold is good. It's solid. And gold is the key to making sure your investments are on solid footing. Call them yourselves to diversify your portfolio. Call the Oxford Gold Group today. Request your free precious metals investment guide. It's toll free, 833-404-GOLD, 833-404-G-O-L-D.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton. Chalk up a win for Team Reality.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu. Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes, educating kids in K through 12 grades, to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Back to Clay and Buck. We got some calls. We'll take some in a second here. And also remind everybody to please check out the Clay and Buck podcast. The iHeart app, a great place to get it. You can subscribe. Got to push those numbers up and go to clayandbuck.com for everything you need about the show. We've got, we can listen to the podcast there. We post things there. Good times. Michael in California has an important announcement.
Clay, what's up, man? Where's that dinner for Buck?
Well, I mean, Buck, this is an intriguing position now on our bet because...
You now agree
with me that Trump's going to be charged.
Hold on. Yeah, yeah. Michael right, remembers. But the bet is about Hunter Biden being charged, which we talked about in January, okay?
Correct.
So it's now September.
So I understand. I still think Hunter's going to be charged.
Okay.
So
and we had a timeline. So Michael's pointing out.
Can we go double or nothing into 23 on Hunter?
Ooh, let me.
This is an intriguing.
Wait. So double or nothing if Trump and Hunter get indicted,
No, just Hunter. But I still think Trump, and I think you agree with me on Trump, right? Like, if you had to choose right now, you think Trump's going to get charged.
I wouldn't bet against Trump being charged right now.
So we are now in agreement on that. I'm saying just double or nothing on Hunter, but giving me the 2023.
Michael, what do you think? Should I ease his pain here with this double or nothing, or should I just start sharpening the knives for the filet mignon? What do you think?
I'd sharpen the knives. No double or nothing.
Here's my only thought.
Michael's a smart man. He knows.
Thank you for the call, Michael, by the way. I think our audience out here, Buck, what if you have a fabulous steak dinner and then Hunter gets charged with a crime just based on the time? This would feel like a bit of a cheap victory by you, I would say.
You know, the bet is the bet. I mean, I gave you till December. To be fair, he could get charged.
He could get charged in
November, December timeframe, in which case, you know, obviously I'm going to be on the wrong side of this one. I'm going to think about this double or nothing option.
Double or nothing into 23.
I still believe that a sitting United States president, his party, his appointee. Now, I would say that if they had a special counsel, which did you see this, by the way? I was like 33 Republican senators think there should be a Hunter Biden special counsel. What about the other ones?
Like, yeah, I don't understand how all 50 did not agree that there needs to be a special. The 17 who voted against that. I don't know how that's possible.
I mean, this is the most honest legal analysts I know all admit that if there was ever a case for a special counsel, it is the influence peddling and federal crimes of the sitting president's son.
And frankly, it's not only for Hunter Biden. I'm still in complete disbelief that Merrick Garland is allowed to head up an investigation of Donald Trump. But like, this is also what the independent counsel statute was designed for. Merrick Garland, Buck, is leading an investigation of his boss's chief political rival.
This is what they always do.
They
don't recuse themselves. They're not like, oh, but people will say mean things about how we have no ethics. They're like, deal with it. They're like, take it. We're not going to, they don't care. Our side, we always have Republicans who are like, what about our principles? It's like, what about our principles? We're about to be overrun and they're going to start slaughtering the survivors of the battle with bayonets afterwards. Like, what do you mean our principles? This is always how it goes. They keep the power. They don't want to give it up. And we sit around being like, I don't know. What would Edmund Burke say about this one? It's like, oh, God.
I can't believe that. I feel like I'm the only person that has even been talking about the fact that this is totally, it's not even just impropriety, Buck. The appearance of impropriety. How can there not be the appearance of impropriety when the chief political rival
I can explain this for everybody and everybody will know exactly what I'm talking about. They're going to go, yep, that's right. The same mentality that allows Merrick Garland to not, you know, recuse himself or to be in charge of this investigation and not feel badly about it is the Martha's Vineyard libs who are patting themselves on the back publicly for having migrants on their island for 44 hours.
And how well they did. But an easy analogy from the world of sports, Buck, is would the Yankees be able to investigate the Red Sox for alleged wrongdoing? Would Ohio State be able to investigate Michigan? Would Alabama be able to investigate Auburn? This idea that you could have your chief rival with the opportunity to take you out, conduct an investigation, is just pure madness. But I do think of all the craziness that's going on right now, the most significant thing to come out of Letitia James's announcement here is she didn't have the goods. She didn't have the goods or the stones 48 days before the election to actually charge, despite a multi-year investigation, Donald Trump with any criminal violation. Now, she put the onus on others to do it, but she didn't have the stones to do it herself. I think that's pretty significant here.
We're going to talk to you in a few minutes about what happens when somebody who actually knows quite a bit of history talks about requests for reparations. Plus, also, we'll talk about some transgender issues. That's all coming up.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Who's there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is severely injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans and who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families.
The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America in so many ways. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institutes educating kids in K through 12 grades to help our nation keep its vow to never forget.
More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.